Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Carbs make you do weird things.
Who hasn't been there?
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no. Stop. Game time.
Carly from Easton. Good morning, Carly.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey.
Carly may work at the only school in the state that's actually open today.
No.
Yeah, I don't understand it either.
What is happening?
Does your school hate freedom?
Something. I definitely hate my happiness.
Oh, my God, Carly. I'm dying.
These colors don't run, Carly.
I should call them and just be like, so I'm a veteran. I'm just curious. Why is school open today?
Timmy's in your class. He's my son.
Right.
A little offended.
Carly, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks, you too.
Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. Score yourself $100. Kennedy has left the studio. She's now over in that soundproof booth. She's got 3,001 victories, 250 losses. Question number one. Matt Damon is a guest on Ellen today. Matt Damon starred in the 2015 movie The Martian, where he plays a scientist who gets stuck on which planet?
Mars.
Question number two. On tonight's episode of Dancing with the Stars, Joey Fatone and Emma Baby Spice Munton appear as guest judges for boy band and girl group night. Which groups were Fatone and Baby Spice a part of?
NSYNC and Spice Girls.
Question number three. Miley Cyrus had vocal cord surgery. Her recovery will include several weeks of silence.
It's my nightmare.
I hope Cody Simpson can be silent as well during this time.
Did you write these questions, Dan?
I did not. Did I just do a thing?
Who is she currently dating?
Cody Simpson.
I'm going to take a lap.
I knew it anyway.
That's a my bad.
Question number four. Nelly was high-fiving fans at a show in Palm Springs when a woman grabbed his hand and pulled him off the stage. At first, he was mad, but he forgave her. Nelly used to wear what on his face when he first became famous?
A Band-Aid.
Question number five. Mariah Carey asked what up-and-coming singer people should be listening to, and she said Lizzo. Not surprisingly, Lizzo was super happy about that. Aside from singing, which instrument is Lizzo classically trained in?
Oh, crap. Piano?
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right.
I can tell you that one, too, if you'd like.
It's funny. You just get caught up in the moment. I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all. Carly got 3 out of 5. Dan got 1 out of 5, so Carly got 4 out of 5.
I'm sorry?
I helped.
I'm sorry?
I did a thing. Zigged when I should have zagged. I said the wrong word.
Kennedy, these are tough. Are you ready?
Well, I guess.
Matt Damon is a guest on Ellen today. He starred in the 2015 movie The Martian, where he plays a scientist who gets stuck on which planet?
Mars.
That is a really good guess by both of you. Tied to 1. On tonight's episode of Dancing with the Stars, Joey Fatone and Emma Baby Spice Munton appear as guest judges for boy band and girl group night. Which groups were Fatone and Baby Spice a part of?
There's NSYNC and there's the Spice Girls.
Tied at 2. Question number 3. Miley Cyrus had vocal cord surgery. Her recovery will include several weeks of silence. Remember that, Kennedy?
I do. Full weeks of silence.
Who is she currently dating?
Cody Simpson?
You didn't want to help her, Dan?
I figured she had it.
Okay. Tied at 3. Question number 4. Nelly was high-fiving fans at a show in Palm Springs when a woman grabbed his hand and pulled him off the stage.
Holy crap.
He was pretty mad at first, but he said he forgave her. Nelly used to wear what on his face when he first became famous?
A Band-Aid.
4 to 4. Question number 5. Mariah Carey asked what up-and-coming singer people should listen to or was asked which, and she said Lizzo. Not surprisingly, Lizzo was super stoked.
Right.
Aside from singing, which instrument is Lizzo classically trained on?
The flute.
That Woo! Is correct. The flute. She's a flautist. 5-4 is the final score for Kennedy. I'm sorry, Carly, you don't get the cash. Man, it's just not a good day for you. You got to go to work. You didn't win the money.
This is my first loss on Can't Be Kennedy.
Oh, you've played before?
This is my fourth time.
What? And you're 3-1?
Wait, you're 3-0? Well, we're?
I won and tied.
Go ahead, girl.
My first official loss.
That's pretty good.
My first official loss. I love it. All yours.
Well, I guess you have 3,000 wins. You're going to get a couple people to play twice.
I think the game has to be called Can't Beat Carly. All right. You don't get the cash, but I do have a pair of tickets. You're going to see a Pentatonix Christmas Tour 2019, December 10th at Aganis Arena. So you enjoy that, okay?
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Hi, my name is Carly from Easton, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
What is it with all these teachers going to work today? Good morning, Julie.
Good morning. Actually, I'm not a teacher. I work hiring the teachers.
But are the teachers in today?
They are. We have classes. Sure
what?
Thing.
What's up with that?
What's happening?
Yes, it's a private school, so it's a little bit of a...
So yeah, people with money schedule. Hate the military? Is that what you're telling me?
Private schools can do whatever they want.
What is going on?
Pretty much. Pretty much.
All right, Julie, kick Kennedy out of the studio, please.
All right, Kennedy, please leave the studio.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. Win yourself $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose. Kennedy is now over there in that soundproof studio. She's got 3,002 victories. 250 losses. Question number one. A Burger King franchise programmed a deal wrong earlier this year, and it ended up costing the company $8.3 million. Oh. McDonald's is known for the Big Mac. What is the name of Burger King's signature hamburger?
Whopper.
Question number two. Vinny from the Jersey Shore is 32 years old today.
Hey.
Name the other three guys on the Jersey Shore TV show.
Oh, boy. The situation... Mikey. I don't know the third.
All right.
I don't know the other one.
Question number three. Cisco turned 41 years old over the weekend. What is his biggest song?
Cisco.
S-I-S-Q-O. Oh. Cisco.
His biggest song is...
yeah, dumps like a truck. 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 I was like, what?
Damn. What are you doing? You just giving away answers this morning.
I'm trying to help her.
I know, Dan. I'm struggling. I don't know.
All right.
I don't even.
Question number four. Disney is campaigning for Best Supporting Actor and Actress nominations for 13 Avengers cast members, including Josh Brolin, who played the main villain in the Avengers franchise. What is the character's name?
My husband will absolutely kill me for not knowing this. Let's say Gary. I don't know.
Yes,
the supervillain Gary.
Question number five. Joker is the most profitable comic book movie of all time.
Wow.
Who played the popular Gotham late night TV host Murray Franklin in the movie Joker?
Oh, I know this. I just saw it the other day. It is Joaquin Phoenix.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right.
Oh, Julie.
Welcome back, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Julie got one out of five.
And she has to work.
I know.
Good God.
I know. It gets worse and worse.
Question number one, Kennedy, these are tough. A Burger King franchise programmed a deal wrong earlier this year, and it wound up costing the company $8.3 million. McDonald's is known for the Big Mac. What is the name of the burger that Burger King is
the Whopper
known for? That is correct. The Whopper.
The only hangover food, period.
Tied at one. Question number two.
Fountain soda.
Vinny from Jersey Shore, 32 today. Name the other three guys on the Jersey Shore TV show.
So there's Ronnie, there's a situation, and there's the Ronnie, the situation, the Vinny, and there's... I know. I'm sorry. I don't know.
Kennedy. Oh,
DJ Pauly D. It's
a DJ Pauly Del Vecchio.
Oh.
Put some respect on his name.
Wow.
Rhode Island born.
How do you not have his suntan lotion, Kennedy?
Because I don't go in the sun, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it's for the tanning. It's his for the tanning salons.
And I don't go there either.
Tied at one. Question number three. Cisco turned 41 over the weekend. What is his biggest hit song?
Thong, 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 song.
Thong song.
My older cousin had that CD, Enter the Dragon, and we were driving around his car playing it, and we thought we were so cool.
You were.
Looking back, we were not.
You were then.
Mad horde. 2-1. Question number four. Disney is campaigning for Best Supporting Actor and Actress nominations for 13 Avengers cast members, including Josh Brolin, who played the main villain in the Avengers franchise. What is that character's name?
Thanos.
Thick like Thanos.
Thanos thick.
3-1. Question Gary. Number five. It was not Gary, by the way. Yes.
Did Julie. You say Gary?
Yes, she did.
Yes! Amazing!
Joker is the most profitable comic book movie of all time.
Wow.
Who played the popular Gotham late night TV host Murray Franklin in the movie?
Was it Robert De Niro?
It was Robert De Niro. Nice job.
Oh, I wasn't even close.
Did you say Gary for that one, too?
No. 4-1 is the final score, Julie. I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but I do have a pair of movie passes to the advanced screening of Frozen 2. It's happening at the AMC Boston Common, and you will be there. You enjoy that, okay?
I will love it. Thank you all so much.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Julie from Kingsboro, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Mo is from Tewksbury. Good morning, Mo.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
I'm a little bit conflicted with Mo here this morning because obviously she's a fan of our show, Kennedy.
Yeah.
Which goes in the plus column.
Okay.
But then last night she had a Christmas house decorating party.
What?
You got that.
Which puts
Absolutely.
You in the loss column for me.
Why?
No, you know what though? Christmas runs from Halloween until Thanksgiving.
No,
and you
it
celebrate
doesn't.
Thanksgiving.
We're going to fight.
And then it's Christmas.
We're
That's
gonna fight.
Crazy.
Nah, justice
you,
for stuffing.
Me, no. Fisticuffs. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
I'm going to need it. I listen to you guys at least twice every morning, and I get 4 out of 5 every time.
All right. Don't be nervous.
Oh,
it's all Christmas questions.
Be a little nervous.
Oh, then I could win that one. Let's do that.
Here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100. She's got 3,003 wins, 250 losses. Again, if you tie, you lose. And Kennedy's now over in that soundproof booth. Question number one. Wheel of Fortune host Pat Sajak had to undergo emergency surgery on a blocked intestine last week. He will be okay. His longtime co-host and letter Turner will be filling in as host for a while. What is her name?
Miss Vanna White.
Question number two. Nickelodeon is relaunching one of its classic kids shows today. It involves a blue dog and some detective work. Name the show.
Blue's Clues.
Question number three. Dr. Sleep was a dud at the box office. It was a follow-up of The Shining. Which author wrote The Shining?
Stephen King.
Question number four. Today is Leonardo DiCaprio's 45th birthday. He is one of the world's biggest movie stars, but he got his big break on which classic 90s TV show that starred Alan Thicke, Kirk Cameron, and Tracy Gold?
Oh, Alan Thicke, Growing Pains, maybe.
That's your answer?
I think it was, yeah, Growing Pains.
Question number five. Quarterback Mark Sanchez, he's celebrating a birthday today. He made one of the most iconic blooper plays in the history against the Patriots. It's simply known as the butt fumble.
It's legendary.
Which team did he play for when that happened?
go with the Steelers.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
So, Mo, what's the cocktail of choice for Christmas decorating parties? Like eggnog and brandy?
No, just red wine, classic red wine. Yeah. It's too early for all that. Don't get ahead of ourselves.
That's where you draw the line.
I do have my Christmas cards, though. They did come in.
What?
Girl.
You are.
I'm notoriously a December 15th order, and this year I got in early.
Wow. All right, Kennedy. Mo got 4 out of 5 right.
Wow, well done.
These are hard. Are you ready?
Yep.
Wheel of Fortune host Pat Sajak had to undergo emergency surgery on a blocked intestine last week. He's going to be okay, and his longtime co-host and letter turner will be filling in as host for a while. What is her name?
Vanna White. I just love that.
Tied at 1. Question number 2. Nickelodeon is relaunching one of its classic kids shows today. It involves a blue dog and some detective work. What's the show?
Blue's Clues.
Mail time.
Steve went to college. It's funny.
Didn't he
Steve.
Get arrested or something?
Yeah, went to college.
Yeah, this is going to be the third Steve.
Yep.
Tied at 2. Question number 3. Dr. Sleep was a dud at the box office. It was a follow-up of The Shining. Which author wrote The Shining?
Stephen King.
You saw went and saw that movie, Kennedy?
He wrote that book, too. I did. I didn't hate it. I really didn't. It's long, but I didn't hate it. The way that they sort of went back and forth between past and future without using the original actors was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Kennedy's movie reviews.
Right.
It's
I didn't
long,
hate it.
But I didn't hate it.
She kept trying to talk herself into liking it. Did you notice that? Like, we didn't say anything, and she kept saying, I didn't hate it. Question number 4. Today is Leonardo DiCaprio's 45th birthday. He's one of the biggest movie stars in the world, but he got his big break on which classic 90s TV show that starred Alan Thicke, Kirk Cameron, and Tracy Gold?
Growing Pains.
Tied at 4. Question number 5. Quarterback Mark Sanchez celebrating his 33rd today. He made one of the most iconic blooper plays in history against the Patriots. It's simply known as the butt fumble. What team did he play for when he made the butt fumble?
The Chicago Cubs.
Come on. We're the number one sports show in Boston.
So? I don't even know who that is.
Well, you could have picked an NFL team.
Why?
The Garys.
The Cubs are better.
The fighting Garys.
Go for the Cubbies.
The Jets, Kennedy, is the correct
answer. Oh, of course.
Answer.
How silly of me.
J-E-T-S. Jets.
4-4 is the final score, so a tie means Kennedy gets the win. You don't get the cash, but I do have a pair of concert tickets to see Michael Bublé March 25th,
The Bublé.
At the TD Garden. Tickets go on sale now. Monday, November 18th at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. They make a great holiday gift, Kennedy.
Yes.
Mo, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Mo from Tewksbury, and I can't be Kennedy, but I came close.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.